Hello everyone, my name is Graham Carr and I'm the host of The Five. This is my sixth episode and today we're going to be talking about Boston Dynamics, a robotics company, and we're going to be specifically talking about their products. So first off, we're going to be talking about Spot, which released this year, I believe. And we're just going to be talking about the characteristics and kind of analyzing it. So Spot has automated sensing and inspection. It can capture limitless data, and it can explore without boundaries. It has transformative mobility, according to Boston Dynamics, and it is an agile mobile robot that can navigate terrains with unprecedented mobility, allowing you, the user, to automate routine inspection tasks and data. To capture data safely, accurately, and frequently. So, this could be used for security, though, then again, Boston Dynamics hasn't really stated that that's its primary usage. Its primary usage is to really carry stuff. It's usually for, like, big manufacturing sites where it can carry and power up to 14 kilograms of inspection equipment. It is very easy to control. You can control it using an intuitive tablet application and built-in stereo cameras. You can also program repeatable autonomous missions to gather consistent data. So this is not mainly built for the common man. It's mainly built for manufacturing companies or manufacturing sites that need to lift heavy materials or heavy things consistently. Some industries that it can be used in are construction, oil and gas, utilities, public safety. There are many more, but those are the main ones. It also has very versatile applications. It has site documentation. It also has digital twin creation, gauge reading, leak detection, noise anomaly detection, thermal inspection, gas detection, radiation detection, tunnel inspection, search and alert, telemedicine, performance art, and research. So as you can see, there are many features that Spot has. I'm not going to go over them in detail, because that takes too long. But if you like, you can go to their site to check it out. Some enhanced capabilities. Spot's base platform, as I already said, provides advanced mobility and perception to navigate stairs, gravel, and rough terrain while collecting 2D and 3D information with onboard sensors. So that is really pretty much a brief overview of Spot. It's pretty much mostly used for like companies and corporations that need to like lift heavy materials or things consistently. It is a very hefty, it does have a very hefty price tag. I believe it started out at $75,000. I don't know what the price is right now, but it is very hefty, very expensive. So it's really for the corporations, companies, or maybe the people that really, really need it. So the next one we're going to move on to is Handle. It's just a mobile robot for moving boxes in a warehouse. It has a small footprint, long reach, and vision system that enables it to unload trucks, build pallets, and move boxes through a facility. It can be autonomous. Utilizes deep learning vision software to identify and locate boxes. It's flexible. It's mobile, of course. It can be used for truck unloading, order building, and palletizing. Additionally, they made another robot called Pick, which is available now. It is a vision processing solution that uses deep learning to enable building and palletizing of mixed SKU pallets. The PIC system integrates high-resolution 3D and 2D sensing to accurately locate a wide variety of boxes in challenging environments. PIC's vision processing is extremely fast, and it minimizes robot dwell times and maximizing PIC rates. It's autonomous, it's really fast, it's adaptable. It can be used for a single or mixed SKU, multiple pallet sizes, and as a control box placement. So, in this episode, we just went over a brief overview of the products of Boston Dynamics. I hope you all enjoyed this brief overview over Boston Dynamics, and thank you all for listening, and I hope you all tune into the next episode. Thank you.